AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Royals beat the Mets 7-2 to win the World Series early this morning. Royals fan William Paddock was watching the game at home in Washington.
They had the right people. They had the right dynamics. And, man, baseball could not be better. It's a great testament to what a great sport this is.
It's the Royals' first World Series title in 30 years. The parade is tomorrow in Kansas City. Now to the tragedy involving the Russian passenger plane that crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday. All 224 people on board were killed. Metrojet now says a technical fault could not have caused the Airbus A320 to break up in the air. What could have? Former NTSB member John Golia is thinking out loud.
That could be because of a stall that results in the airplane getting into unusual attitudes. And other than that, a structural failure of the airplane, because of corrosion, cracks, or some other defect.
The Russians are dismissing a claim by Islamic State group militants that they brought down the plane. Just moments ago, the Russians said the plane's black boxes are in good condition as investigators try to figure out why this plane came down. Eight people have been hospitalized in an E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon. Chipotle voluntarily shut down all its restaurants in the two states as the investigation moves forward. A state health official says the source was most likely a fresh food product. Fred Thompson has died. Former senator, one-time Republican presidential candidate. He was also an actor. You may have seen him on TV's Law & Order. He was 73. His family says he died after a recurrence of lymphoma. This is AP Radio News. Hollywood didn't scare up much business over the Halloween weekend. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Mark Watney is still alive.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
Matt Damon's space adventure, The Martian, holds on to number one. It's been in the top spot for four out of the last five weekends.
Did you unlock a book?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'll put it back where it belongs. Look, here it is. Look.
No, don't open it!
Family fright flick Goosebumps holds in second place this weekend. New films from both Sandra Bullock and Bradley Cooper are flops in their openings. I'm Jamie Fryer.
San Francisco police say the case of a woman who jumped out of a Lyft car because she thought she was being kidnapped turned out to be a misunderstanding that happened after she couldn't communicate with her driver, who was hard of hearing. The woman told the driver to take her home. He apparently went a different route than she expected. She told him to stop, but he kept on going, apparently because he didn't hear her. She jumped out of the car and broke her ankle. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.